The following program is paid for by Little John Financial Services. The opinions and views expressed may not reflect those of Brook Communications, its affiliates, or its employees.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. Every weekday, News Radio 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now it's True Wealth, presented by Little John Financial Services. Here is David Littlejohn with True Wealth on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Hey, gang. Welcome to the best Tuesday you've had all week. You're listening to True Wealth, and as you can tell, David is still MIA. I still think he's working a little bit, but this is Justin Bruggeman, and I'm in the studio with
Matt Dixon.
So, Matt, do you want to go over a little bit of what we touched on a little bit of last week? Because we kind of did this as a continuation from last week to this week, because we were talking about what?
Well, last week we had this really cool idea that we were going to talk about what really goes into this idea of a comprehensive financial plan. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we always tend to look at financial advisors with the lens of, hey, you guys invest money, right? But there's so much more than that. What really goes into it? And I felt like we needed to talk about some of the things that go on behind the scenes that you might not realize. And some of the things that you might need that you don't even know that you need until you listen to this show. So that's why we're here. And last week we talked about a lot of stuff. And this week, we're going to continue that. So thinking back to last week, we talked about goal setting, right? And how that's kind of at the forefront of why we do what we do, right?
The most important part.
Right. Yeah. Like, what are your goals? Yeah. What is it that you want? And if we know that part, then it becomes easier to do all the other things, right? So I think we talked about a cash flow analysis.
Correct.
And I know we looked at saying, okay, you know, what are all of the different things that you have, right? Do you have income from a rental property? Do you have money in an old 401k? Where is all the money at? So those are a couple things that we talked about. What else do you think?
I mean, well, the goals, which if you missed last week, Matt, how do they find it?
You better go check out the podcast and all the other ones before it and spend the next 5 years listening to all of our old shows. But it's at our website. It's at littlejohnfs.com. Go to the Educate tab, click on the podcast, tune in, listen to it, and then everything that you hear today is going to make a lot more sense.
Right. But yeah, what we touched on last week, which the most important part is establishing the goals and figure out what those goals are.
Right.
Because if you don't have a goal, what are you doing?
Yeah, you're spinning in circles, right? Yeah. Like, oh, I've got money, I don't know what to do with it, or I don't have money and I don't know how to get it. So let's start with some goal setting.
Exactly. And then the cash flow analysis is next, because if the cash flow isn't there to achieve those goals, then there needs to be some adjustments.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're spending more than you're making, it's going to be hard to save enough money to get to these goals.
Right. And I think we even, in that segment, I think we talked about how we have software that helps us with that, right? Like, we've got something called Asset Map. And for any of you who have met with us before and done that, you would say the same thing. It's super slick. It's super simple. We go in, we punch in all the stuff, and the computer starts making projections. You know, it can look 30, 40 years in advance and say, well, if you get this type of return, it allows us to get a general picture of what you have and what we can do with it.
And it assumes that spending habits don't change, which they do.
Indeed, yeah.
So if you do have, or you have an advisor that's going and you're doing comprehensive financial planning, I don't know why that's such a hard word to say, but it's going to be something that needs to be reviewed.
Annually, at least.
Maybe annually. Maybe even 3 years. Mm-hmm. I mean, annual might be a little aggressive depending on where you're at.
Right. I mean, it depends on the person, right? And we talked about that a little bit. This isn't a one-size-fits-all type of thing.
No.
And so if you're someone who changes lifestyles, let's update the map and say, okay, well, things are changing. Let's see what you need now. Because some people don't. Some people don't change.
Yes.
They go to Bi-Mart every Tuesday, and they check out their numbers, and then they go out to Sherry's and get breakfast, and then they go to the golf course, right? Like, they have a routine. Their stuff doesn't change, but...
Exactly. Because things do change. If you're talking to a 20-year-old client, and then they purchase a home, mm-hmm. get married, have children... That changes your planning aspect.
Wait, you're saying kids change things?
Kids do change
things.
Okay, all
right.
Especially with cash flow.
Uh-huh.
Because it can change. But last week, we kind of reflected on the goals, which the goals are going to run through every single aspect of financial planning because that's the achievement. And then the cash flow is what funds the goals that you're trying to accomplish. Mm-hmm. We also did a little bit of kind of retirement planning last week is, you know, maybe a little bit of how much you should be saving to accomplish these goals, depending on when you want to retire,
mm-hmm.
when you want to make these large purchases. And then we also touched on a little bit of, well, I say a little bit.
We touched on
Social Security quite a bit,
mm-hmm.
Which just a full disclosure, what we talked about to clear up a little bit of last week, we talked about if you start claiming Social Security prior to full retirement age,
mm-hmm.
if you make too much money, they will withhold a portion of your Social Security depending on your income limit.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you get to full retirement age, depending on how much they withhold, they will adjust what your payout is at full retirement age based on how much they withheld. They do it monthly. It's not a complicated
computation.
We go.
Now we're getting into it.
But it does get adjusted based on how much they withheld. So, weird scenario: you retired at or you filed Social Security at 62, full retirement age 67. They withheld 15 months of distributions mm-hmm, to you,
right?
They will adjust what you when you claimed from say 60 months to 45 months based on how much they withheld.
Mm-hmm.
It's different for everybody depending on income and things like that. If these are issues you want addressed, ssa.gov will do a lot for you. And if it's more than that you need help with, that's what we're here for as well.
So if you want to talk to the wizard behind the microphone here, if you want to talk to Justin, you can get a hold of him, right?
You can.
Yes.
How do they get a hold of him?
I'm working this in if you can't tell. And everyone on the radio always just blasts that phone number out there, and people are scrambling for their phone. They don't have access to it. So see, I'm buying you time right now. So grab your cell phone out. If you need help with Social Security stuff, we might be able to help. Depends on the situation.
Depends
I can't guarantee it, but we might be able to help. So if you need help, give us a phone call. The phone number is, see the pause there, 541-375-0898.
You nailed it, Matt.
There
it
is.
You nailed it.
Okay. I always feel good when I can work that phone number in there.
So we're talking about what all is included in a comprehensive financial plan. And last week, you know, we talked about goals, which is number one.
Mm-hmm.
Cash flow analysis also is a very important part because that funds everything else. And we talked about the retirement planning.
Right.
We talked about Social Security, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, so we did talk about all these things. And I know that we're getting close to taking that first profit break. But before we get there, I want you to give them a little bit of a teaser as to what they might expect to hear after that profit break.
And so what all can go into a comprehensive financial plan?
Mm-hmm.
What else, Matt? I mean, there's more to it.
What's the next piece? I mean, I feel like there's got to be some planning that takes place after you review all the information, right? Because we started with goals and all this other stuff. Once you get the picture, now it's time to actually start digging in and making a plan, right?
Right.
And that's, you look at the motto on our website. What's the first one? Educate.
Yep.
Then the second one is plan.
Yep.
And then the third one is invest. And it's in that order for a reason.
Yes.
Because you got to get educated. You got to know what you're looking at before you can start the investment. So maybe after the break, we talk about what that looks like.
Yes.
Okay.
And we will. But the elements, which I'm just going to kind of reiterate the parts that come into a comprehensive financial plan, because honestly, we might not get to it all.
We probably won't.
Because other than, you know, retirement planning, Social Security planning, cash analysis planning, goal planning, investment planning, which that one we'll probably touch up on a little mm-hmm. bit because...
Yeah, you got to talk about the investments at some point, right?
Charitable planning.
Mm-hmm.
Education savings planning, whether that makes sense or not.
Mm-hmm.
Distribution planning, once you hit retirement as you're taking the money out.
Right.
A plan on when and how you take these distributions, or if you need extra buckets of money, mm-hmm. we'll touch on that as well.
Okay.
Estate planning a little bit.
Oh, wow. Yeah. There's a lot of things.
Because the assets are probably going to still be there when you're not. So having a transition to what happens to them afterward may be important.
Justin, I'm fired up to try and get through all of these things today. I think we can do it.
Probably not a chance. But
oh, don't squash my optimism.
Never hear this. I may talk too much, which doesn't happen very often.
We're going to get you rattling.
Right.
Okay.
Insurance planning, also a big aspect.
Is that like the frosting on the cake, if we can get to insurance? You just love insurance, don't you? It's your favorite. Yeah. It's Justin's favorite. He's rolling his eyes.
Tax planning.
Mm-hmm.
Another one. So these are kind of, that can be all the building blocks to a comprehensive financial plan, which not necessarily everybody needs every single aspect of it today. It's more of a, as you go through the stages of accomplishing the goals that you want to accomplish, mm-hmm. some get introduced earlier, some get introduced later. I mean, if you're 25, do you really care right now about how your distributions are going to come out of your accounts when you're 65?
Yeah, you're probably going to wait to look at that, right? Like, that's not on the front of your mind.
It's definitely good to plan for it, so you have the options mm-hmm. to have different distribution strategies, but it's not always the top priority at the moment.
Right.
Cash flow analysis is almost always, and your goals. Goals is always number one. Cash flow is always important. But I know we are running up on time for us to take our first break. And when we get back, we'll talk about a little bit of investment planning.
Oh, okay. It's my favorite. I'm ready to go. Let's talk about those investments.
Rearing up for that, haven't you? And so right after the break, we'll get into it a little bit more. You know, you're listening to True Wealth, 93.9 FM, 1240 AM, KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Hey, gang. Welcome back. You're listening to True Wealth. This is Justin Brugman.
And I'm with Matt Dixon.
So, Matt, this is the part that you are super excited about.
Yeah. I love the investment planning, right? Yep. It's awesome because, you know, we get all this information from you like we talked about before the break. And then it's like, okay, now let me show you some of the different options that we have, right? Like, it's kind of like, well, how about this shiny object? How about this shiny mm-hmm. object? And so, but before we get into actually like looking at the investments, we do have to lay even more groundwork, right?
Of course.
Yeah, because it's never as simple as just like, well, here you go. You're going to have this, right?
Right.
Because if you are a conservative investor and I put you in a bunch of super risky investments and you have a huge fluctuation in the account, you're probably going to be upset, right?
Right.
So, Justin, what do we do to prevent that from happening?
Well, the most important of investment planning, which we got to have the investments aligned to reach your goals.
That's right.
Because sometimes there can be a mix of, all right, I want to get to this scenario or...
Yeah, you want to get here, but you don't want to feel the friction of the time that it takes to get there.
Right.
And the volatility in the markets, right? Because depending on where you are, there can be more volatility than others.
Right.
And you got to be able to sleep at night, right?
Yes.
Like, that's got to be part of it. If you have, you know, there's a big difference between if you have $1,000 invested and it moves, you know, $5 in a day, or if you have $100,000 and it moves $500 in a day. Well, you look at it and you're like, well, percentage wise, it's the same movement, but you know, you had more invested, and so you saw it move $500 in a day. Maybe that bothers you, and maybe your risk tolerance isn't as high as you thought.
Right. Risk tolerance could probably be the single most important part of investment planning. Mm-hmm. Because, which it just lays the groundwork for, to get to your goals, if you are ultra conservative, which that is okay, you may have to save more earlier to accomplish that same goal.
Yep.
Or vice versa, is you can get there quicker, but
you've got to take, you got to
understand
more risk.
There's going to be swings.
Mm-hmm.
And especially everybody this year is kind of feeling a little bit of these swings, especially in the last few years even is.
Right.
The volatility is high, has been high. It's been getting a little bit better. It's been great. I'll take it.
Right.
But risk tolerance on what can make you sleep good and your acceptable risk in quotation marks that you're willing to take. To just be able to stomach the volatility.
Right. I mean, you talked about it. We've seen a pretty crazy ride the last six, well, I guess it's 8 months now, right? Like,
Definitely.
Oh, man. Time's going by quick. But yeah, I mean, the markets went down, what, over 20%?
Correct.
And then, you know, since it bottomed out not that long ago, we've seen the markets recover 16% from the bottom. So it's like, we've seen this huge roller coaster ride. And some people, we've seen it, they freak out.
Mm-hmm.
They are looking at it every single day.
Right.
And they're looking at dollar amounts and not percentages.
Yes.
And they're like, well, from the high point, I'm down, you know, what the market's down 20%. And it's like, well, compare that to 2 years ago. Like, you're still positive from 2 years ago.
So outside... or even 1 year ago, depending on what you're after. Outside of just your risk tolerance, Matt, what else is a very important aspect of the investment planning portion?
I would have to say the biggest piece there to me would be, how long am I going to be invested for?
Correct.
And we call that time horizon, because, you know, you look at me, I've got a lot of years to be invested in this market. And little blips here and there, I'm going to be invested for another 20 years, right? And so 20 years from now, what's the market going to look like? And now I can't go and guarantee you that there'll be higher, because there's no guarantees here. But historically speaking,
yes,
the market should be much higher than it is today 20 years from now. But if I'm retiring in a year, maybe this 20% swing down and 15-16% recovery from there has me worried, because I'm about to start spending the money. And so maybe I should be taking less risk so that I can sleep better at night.
Maybe.
Because what if I have enough money to, and I have it in different areas, and I say, hey, this is 5-year money over here in this bucket, and I'm okay saying, hey, you know, odds are pretty good that in 5 years that's going to be worth more than it is today.
Right.
And then I've got this bucket over here that's giving me a source of income from a dividend, and then I've got this money over here that's ultra low risk, and I'm going to be spending on that money, and I know there's not going to be a ton of fluctuation in it.
Right.
Time, it really depends, doesn't it?
Time horizon is huge. I mean, don't quote me on this. This is something that I think is right, which I'd have to look. But I think if you go back in history, if you have a one-year time horizon, 70% of the time, you're positive.
Yeah, I would think that's actually, that's about right.
5 years, it jumps it to about 86%. If you have 10 years or more, 99% of the time, you're positive.
Yeah.
But also, even and misconception can be is, it's more painful, especially, you know, you're a year from retirement or you just retired and then you have this correction in the market. How long do you plan on living?
Yeah.
So your retirement time horizon.
Yeah.
So post working is still 20 plus years.
Well, and how long do these corrections typically take? Right.
It varies.
It does vary, but typically, you know, and
I can't remember the exact amount, but even if you go even back to, you know, 2020 during COVID, I mean, that was drastically quick.
Right. And if you look at the average, I think it was since like 1953, don't quote me on that year, but it was somewhere in the 50s. You look at the S&P 500 on average, and it's averaging 10.5% growth. So I look at that and I say, hey, look at the sample size. We're talking about 70 years here. Right. We're averaging 10.5%. I feel pretty good about that.
Yeah. But
me personally, I feel pretty good about the fact that it's averaging 10.5. So
it's just a painful point currently because
right.
you look at
we tend to live
know,
in the
8 month time frame, which we're short focused now, more now than we used to be. Like it's looking
just because of the volatility,
just because of the volatility,
and you have to be sure
it's painful sometimes looking from you know January 1 to current because things are down, but this is also a cycle of the market that we are going through.
It's true. We don't really talk about the economic cycles that occur that much, do we?
Not as much.
Yeah.
But it really is just this is a cycle that we're going through. Markets should recover. They don't, not getting into that conversation on the radio, but you know, it's the guns and whiskey trade at that point.
Right.
And also with the investment planning aspect of it is we got to look at tax.
Oh, taxes.
Implications.
Oh, no one wants to hear about taxes, Justin. Come on.
Yes.
But reality strikes once again, and taxes are part of the equation.
Yes. Okay. They are real. They're going to be here whether we like it or not. And that also can have a difference of what types of accounts you're invested in.
So like if it's a qualified retirement account versus what, like a individual account?
An individual account or a Roth IRA.
Do you want to talk about kind of how they're a little bit different in general?
So traditional IRAs are pre-tax money, gross tax deferred, and then when you withdraw it, you pay taxes on it.
Okay.
Roth IRAs, you pay the taxes now, it grows tax deferred, and then you withdraw, it's tax free. Assuming that it's been there 5 years and you're over 59.5, but
you gotta love those Roths.
And
then with the individual account, here come capital gains.
And then the individual account or a brokerage account or a joint account, whatever you want, however you want to call it is, they have different tax implications as well. But what also can happen is say, Matt, you want to retire at 50 years old.
Ooh, okay. And now we're starting to talk my language. Keep going, keep going.
So you have a qualified plan, a 401k, you have a Roth IRA, and you dump all this money in, but you want to retire at 50. What is the problem?
Well, the problem is I will get penalized if I withdraw it at 50 because I'm not 59.5.
Correct.
And so I don't want to get penalized and pay the government more taxes than I have to.
Right.
So in that instance, I would really want to have an individual account where it's just my money, right? Kind of like a savings account. It's just my money and you put it to work, Justin. And So that's where I would be looking to have an extra account.
I always like to call it a savings account on steroids.
Ooh, I like that.
So
there you go.
But that can also be a separate. That's why the planning aspect is starting the plan early to get to your goal. If it is 50, is
right.
You're gonna need this other pocket of money of one until Social Security kicks in,
mm-hmm.
and two until you're allowed to take distributions penalty free. There's different rules in all of them, like Roth IRAs, you can access contributions, but
that would be a terrible situation to wake up one day at 50, right? And you've done no planning, right. And you're like, all right, I've got $2 million in my 401k. Justin, I'm ready to retire. And it's like,
well,
all your money's wrapped up and it's about to get penalized if you take it. You should have come to me a couple years ago and we would have stashed some money in a savings account for you so you had another place to spend it from.
And
don't procrastinate.
Definitely some other qualified rules on where you can access, but it's kind of a pain sometimes.
And it's probably way too much detail for a radio show.
Yes.
So if you need the nitty-gritty details, what do you do? Oh, man, I'm going to work that phone number in a second time
again.
Today, Justin. You get your phone out. Waiting, pause. 541-375-0898.
Okay. You nailed it, Matt.
Oh.
I'm so proud of you.
I'm going to try and find a way to get that in there a third time today. Oh, I'm on a roll.
I think we better. And I know we will come back after our break and we'll briefly talk about a little bit of business planning and the different qualified plans that are available.
Is it already time
it's
for that obscene
already
profit
that
break?
Time.
Okay.
And so we will be right back after break. You're listening to True Wealth 93.9 FM, 1240 AM, KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Hey, gang, welcome back. This is Justin Bruggeman, and I'm with
Matt Dixon.
So, Matt,
we started
talking a little bit about before the break, a little bit of business planning.
Yeah, we kind of hinted we might be going there.
We might get there.
Yeah.
And we'll briefly speak on this, but when we're talking about the business planning, who are we really like talking to?
Kind of the business owner.
Correct.
Because they're the ones that are going to be like, hey, let's set this thing up and let's get it cooking.
Right. I mean, the big part is if you're working and you have a 401k, especially if they're matching, make the contributions.
Yeah, like if you're going to get free money, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Like, hey, and I know people that don't do that, Justin. I know people that don't. They're like, well, I just want all the money from my pocket. And I'm like, bro, you do not need a new Xbox that bad or whatever it is that you're going to buy. Simmer down. Like, just take the free money.
Yes. Yeah. Even as a conservative investor, it's very hard to get 100% return instantly.
Yeah, where else are you going to find that?
Yes. So, but depending on the business that you work for and even the business that you own, that maybe a 401k it can be an option, but maybe it doesn't make sense. Maybe it's not efficient enough.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, if you have zero retirement plans, then you have IRAs, Roth IRAs, assuming that you're eligible based on income. But also as a business owner, you have the option to create an employer-sponsored plan, whether it be a 401k or if you're a self-employed individual, a SEP IRA or a solo 401k. And also as a small business owner, SEP IRA is also an option.
Simple plans too.
And a simple plan.
Yeah.
which it depends on the scope of the business. And if you are a business owner, Matt, I'm going to let you squeeze quick.
Oh, thank you. I was going for three today. You're making it happen. If you're a business owner and you're like, man, I want to do something for my retirement, or maybe you want to try and retain employees longer, and you're like, I want to set up something to reward the people that are sticking with me long term, we might be able to help you set that up.
Correct.
So if you need to get a hold of us, you can call us at 541-375-0898, or you can go to our website. There's a quick, easy little chat thing, right? And you can just type in, hi, my name is blah, 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 and I would like some help with this. Send us a message. I'll get back to you tomorrow. We'll make this work. Okay.
You nailed it, Matt. I'm proud of you.
Oh, man.
So proud of you.
Third time's the charm.
And there's some tax savings.
Mm-hmm.
Can call it savings, but tax advantages, ways of doing that as a business owner, and retaining employees is a big part.
And I think what you're hinting at there is the fact that you don't want people to have to pay more in taxes than they have to, right? Like, no one wants to pay more than they really need to.
No.
No.
Nobody does.
No one wakes up and is like, hey, you know what? I feel like working really hard to give the government a little extra and take it out of my own pocket, right? Yes. Like, no. You want to retain as much as you can and set your future up and plan for it.
Absolutely.
You want a comprehensive, oh, I worked that in too. You want a comprehensive financial
plan. There you go,
Matt. Yeah.
You circled way back.
Oh, I did.
So I'm going to skip a little bit ahead here, Matt.
Oh?
Just because.
Where are we going? Where are you taking us?
I want to get into some of the distribution planning on why it makes sense. But also, estate planning is a very important part of a financial plan.
Oh, yeah. Because you can work really hard and make all the money. And then if you don't set the estate up correctly, turn around and just give it back. Give a lot of that back to the government. We don't want that.
And it's also a way to, you work hard your entire life. You've saved, say, this money, real estate, everything else. And you want it passed down the way that you want it actually passed down, instead of letting the state decide.
And family members fight about it.
And family members fight.
Because even the best of the best we have seen digress into chaos, trying to fight over this stuff going into probate.
Right.
Yeah.
And so depending on, each, situation, I mean, there might be is maybe your goal is to do a lot of charitable donations and things like that after you're no longer here.
Right.
You can set things up to make sure that happens, but the part of the financial planning process is to make sure everything's doing exactly what you want it to do, not what you think it'll do, which some of that can be done by just what your beneficiaries are, which for the record, please make sure you update beneficiaries at least once a year, because things change. If you have a child, you get married.
Those are the small things we don't always think about.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they can make a huge difference just because life changes.
Sure.
And then, whether or not if depending on how complex your estate is, maybe a will is efficient.
Maybe not.
A trust makes sense.
Yeah.
Which is more driven to a legal document that says this goes this.
Yes, especially if you live in Oregon, right?
Where there are
estate taxes, and if you have over $1 million of assets, it's worth exploring what a trust can do for you. I'll leave it at that. I'm not going to go into a ton of detail, but if you've got over $1 million and you live in the state of Oregon.
Yes, because the Oregon estate tax is different than federal estate taxes.
Yes.
Which I don't even remember off the top of my head what is federal. I think it's like $11 million something.
Yeah, yep.
And if that's a problem, great, but you should probably have a trust in line just to make sure that it's doing what you wanted to do, especially say, you know, you have a specific even child that wants a certain thing, or you want to split property a certain way, because then it can also help not force liquidating things that maybe you want kept in the family.
I feel like there also is some gifting stuff that should probably be talked about in there too, because a lot of people are under the impression that, well, I can only gift $15,000 in a year to this individual, but you can gift more, right? You just have to make the IRS aware of it.
Yes. And so, it goes against your exemption.
Yeah, your lifetime exemption. Mm-hmm. We won't get into the details of that, but it's things that you need to be aware of, things that a financial advisor can help you with. And that's kind of the motto of what we talked about last week and this week. All the little things that you might not think about, like gifting, that a financial advisor can help you with. You just have to be proactive enough to reach out, call that 541-375-0898 number and get a hold of someone that can help you with it.
Yes. That estate planning is a very big aspect. And as the advisor, it's not, we can't do it all.
No.
Because we're not lawyers.
Nope.
But we can help facilitate what, you know, gather documents, gather everything that you need to even make it where it's cheaper.
Do you kind of feel like an air traffic controller sometimes? Like, all right, plane, you're going to land here. Right. And then, you know what, this one, you're going to land over here. Take another lap around the track there.
It's like tax planning and estate planning. There's this, like, we got to stay behind this line on how much we can do, but we can make things more efficient, which that's why even a lot of times as clients is if you have an estate planner, say a lawyer that you have and a CPA that you have, we can all be in contact and work as one to make things easier.
Yeah.
And it really does make a huge difference.
Get your people working together, get that team of professionals behind you that makes your life easier. There's only so many hours in a day that you have, and you gotta put, you know, yourself to work in areas where you can be proficient and know when to tap in help. So,
and an important aspect, if you do have a will or a trust,
is it up to date?
Or both, is yes, that it's up to date. And also, where your loved ones know where to find it.
Oh, man, can you imagine? It's like, we spent this money to create it. Yep. We made it beautiful. All of our wishes are here, and no one knows about it.
Right. That's a very important aspect that sometimes does get overlooked.
I'd love to know the percentage on how many times the will or the trust, like,
is not up to date or doesn't even know where it is. It's probably higher than you think.
Let's just do this. Let's frame it and put it on the wall right as people walk in.
It's one of those that has a little arrow that points here if you need this.
Yeah, in case of emergency, break the glass.
So, man, Matt, it's already almost that time again.
Oh my gosh, it is. We're crawling up on that last break.
It is flying by.
What are we going to talk about for the last portion of the show?
We're going to do a little bit. We're going to briefly talk about some insurance and talk about some distribution planning in retirement.
All right.
So once we get back to from the break, we'll catch up on the rest. You're listening to True Wealth. 93.9 FM, 1240 AM, KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Hey, gang, welcome back with
The True Wealth Radio Show. I gotcha.
Appreciate it, Matt. So, Matt, what part are we going to dip into now?
Oh, you know, it's not my favorite, but it's worth talking about because insurance is just part of life, right? Like, yes. No one wants to wake up one day, have an issue, and not have the insurance to cover it.
Yes.
No one likes paying for it.
No.
But when it's time to use it, everyone wants to have it.
Yes.
So, Justin, I'm going to just pitch you the ball on this one and say, what do you want to talk about with insurance?
Insurance, we're going to go quick.
Okay, good, because...
it's just one of those. It is a very important part.
It is.
Which I'm not downplaying that at all. Insurance is super important. And to make sure you're adequately covered, even whether it's your auto, your home insurance, they're extremely important. They're an annoyance because you pay for them, but it's one of those you pay for and you hope you don't have to use, but when something happens, thank goodness that it's there.
Yeah, I mean, I know, like, I've got a friend, right? Friend, blah, 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 out there, and he's a new father, right? And he's got a kid, and he has a mortgage and a wife, lovely family. And I look at this, and I'm like, oh, man, you know, God forbid anything happens, but what if you got in an accident and died, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I look at it, and I'm like, your wife just gave birth. You've got this family. And it's like,
right.
What if you don't have any life insurance?
Yeah.
And it's like, so now the mom's got to figure out, what am I going to do with the kid? You know, how do I get some help here? And I've got a mortgage to pay. It's worth it to look into and say, you know, can I afford some life insurance? And is it a good option for me in this instance? Yeah, it probably is.
And there's lots of difference with the life insurance, with property and casualty insurance, which that's your home, auto, and umbrella policy as well. Those are, if you have an insurance agent, whether it's State Farm, Country Insurance, I'm sure they're updating you on all the things that you need to make sure you're adequately covered. Life insurance is one of those that you don't ever want to really talk about it.
Nope.
But... you're thankful if it ever has to be used. I guess you're not, because you might not be there, but it's a good thing that should be there, which they have all the numbers. That you, if you're the primary earner, it should be 5 to 10 times your income of term. You know, there's whole life policies. Everybody's situation is very different.
It is.
So there's no perfect scenario. I know, especially as even for my aspect, I have a mortgage,
right?
I have a wife, I have 2 children. I need to have adequate coverage if something happens to me. Where,
well, it, like if you were single though, and it was just you,
might not necessarily be that,
right? But maybe you would need some type of disability insurance,
right?
Maybe, right? Because if you can't work, and do you want to be able to pay your mortgage? You probably still want to be able to pay your mortgage, so maybe disability insurance makes sense for you.
Right. Long-term care insurance also is important. It's different for everybody's scenario. Talk to your insurance agent if that is a process.
What if they don't have an insurance agent?
If they don't have an insurance agent, you're really going to work this in again, aren't you?
Oh, man. I'm telling you, this is a record.
Yep.
I think the most I ever got in here was 2 or 3 times. This is a record.
Right.
If you don't have insurance and you need insurance because you don't have an insurance agent, who could they call?
Well, they can call us.
Oh,
and we can send them to the right person. We don't do property and casualty.
That's true.
But they can, and a part of the plan is we help facilitate all that.
That's
and make
the key.
Sure
I
you're
think
adequately
that's the key.
Covered.
We can't always give you what it is that you're looking for, but we might know someone who can.
We can send you the right directions. We're resourceful when we need to.
That's true.
You know, we're running show. So we're going to gloss over distribution planning. We're going to try to do this really quick.
Okay, power time.
Yes.
Go.
So the benefits of having different types of accounts, whether it be individual accounts, IRAs, /401(k)s, employers, tax-deferred plans, Roth IRAs, is because when you get into retirement, you have to take distributions from these plans.
And RMDs,
to do it,
yep.
Well, that too.
Yeah.
And to be tax efficient, you can pull from different pools of money to keep you in a favorable tax bracket.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you have years of lower income, you can throw this in there too, is doing some Roth conversions when you know your money's less, because then it's 72 from your IRAs and your 401ks. The IRS wants to tax the money. So they're going to start forcing you at 72 now, depending on when you retired, it could be 70 and a half, but they switched it to 72. They're going to start forcing distributions because why, Matt?
Because they want to be able to tax something.
Correct.
Yeah.
And so it may be in your plan that your required minimum distributions is more money than you need in the retirement aspect of your life.
Yeah.
So there can be some favorable, I wouldn't say tricks.
No, but
favorable
they're just
planning.
Avenues to access these things, right?
Yes.
So that was beautiful, Justin. You did power through that. That was good. That was less than 2 minutes.
I thought it was pretty good.
We just hit you guys with two back-to-back weeks full of this comprehensive financial planning.
And we've only even scratched the surface.
Oh, that's really a pretty true statement that is kind of scary to think about. There's so much here, but I think we did a pretty decent job covering the basics.
Yep.
If you need more detail than the basics and you need to really explore this for yourself, I urge you to not hesitate to call,
right?
Because we're not scary people and we're not going to be like, all right, well, you know, we've got you on the hook now, right?
Right.
This isn't a pressure thing, but we want to help. That's why we're
here. Paid for by Little John Financial Services. The opinions and views expressed may not reflect those of Brook Communications, its affiliates, or its employees.